everybody.
How are you guys doing? This is Stuart.
This is Zach.
And welcome to the Back Row Super Show.
Yeah, this is the Nerd Fight episode. This is the second one we've done over the past few weeks.
So yeah.
We're just going to share those results with you guys. Mm-hmm. No winners this time because this is no longer an inaugural one. Special. But thanks for taking part.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody's vote. It was a really rough battle, I would say.
Yeah, a lot of them were really neck and neck until, like, the last day. And then some of them, like, a couple of them were just kind of steamroller.
Yeah, but we'll sort of talk about the particular characters, why we like the characters, why we think that the characters may have won, versus why they failed.
Yeah. So let's start off round one. We have MODOK.
MODOK.
From, I don't think he's been in a movie. I'm pretty sure it's just comics, but he tends to be in the X-Men universe more so. He may have some crossover stuff with some of the Avengers, like, multi-line crossovers.
Yeah, and if you guys aren't familiar with him, he's the big-headed dude who sits in the chair.
His body is the chair. He's just got a giant head and then some arms and legs.
Really? His
yeah,
body.
That's how I've always seen him. Huh. I mean, I know there's that one guy at Dragon Con that always cosplays as him. That's really cool.
Yeah. I always thought that was a chair that wasn't, like, part of...
I mean, it kind of looks like one, too, but it also looks like it's just kind of built around his head, which is kind of weird looking.
Yeah, I know that he's also in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. You can play him.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yep. He is. He's one of the gigantic characters.
Yeah, he's a heavy character.
So that was my pick just because he's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why, who came up with this dude?
Yeah.
I want to know more about the thought process that went into designing this character.
Yeah, and I don't even really know much about his powers or anything. I really haven't read any of his comics.
Yeah, well, MODOK is an acronym for something that's just like Ultimate Death Killing Machine, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's an engineered
thing.
But yeah. Huh. But he was up against Waluigi, and Waluigi was your pick.
Yes, because I love the memes. This was during some of the release of Smash Brothers Ultimate, where people were thinking, oh, maybe Waluigi is going to be in there. So, he's just a big meme-y character. So, it was a battle of the memes on this one, I think.
MODOK is ripe for memeing.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to go home and just look up a bunch of random things and throw MODOK in there and see if I can hit overnight fame.
Yeah, exactly. Just, photocopy him on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That fight ended up MODOK with 46 and then Waluigi with 54. So Waluigi was the winner there.
Yeah, and it was actually a pretty close one. I know that I had to, go and, spread the good word of, Waluigi.
That one was closer than I thought. Like, I was surprised that MODOK had quite as high. Like, I expected it to be, like, 80-20.
Exactly, yeah.
Waluigi.
I thought so, too, given that I knew nothing about MODOK, but, you know, we had some, fans who were, good MODOK fans.
Yeah, I guess so. Or maybe people just are like me and are like, that looks weird, I want that.
Yeah, or people just don't like Waluigi because he's a lengthy motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, fight two was Jack Sparrow versus Daredevil.
Yeah, and Jack Sparrow was a big pick for me, I believe.
Yes.
It was just kind of I felt like this one was going to go all the way because everybody seems to love Jack Sparrow. I feel like when I'm at Dragon Con or another con, you can't throw a rock without hitting a Jack Sparrow cosplayer.
There is that. I think a lot of it is because you can walk around and be just inhumanly drunk.
That is also true.
Being character.
Yeah.
But
you just have random things in your hair.
Yeah. Well, I chose Daredevil kind of in a grief state after hearing that Netflix canceled Daredevil after season 3.
Yeah.
I also am not surprised how the results turned out, because I, like, Daredevil was kind of a safe pick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the results for that were Jack Sparrow with 30, and then Daredevil with 70.
Yeah, which really surprised me, because, again, I thought that Jack Sparrow was going to be a main contender. You did use the Daredevil, the comic book
version.
From
the comics.
Yeah, so it wasn't the Netflix Daredevil. It was the comic book Daredevil. But yeah, so I thought that Jack Sparrow was going to go all the way, but he got beat out by Daredevil, and it was well. I mean, like, he beat him pretty handily.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid one. It's much more definitive than the MODOK Waluigi one.
Yeah, and again, I think that a lot of people, like, these are big name folks. Like, you know who Daredevil is because of Netflix, and you know who Jack Sparrow is because of all of his movies.
Yeah.
How many movies? Four movies?
Five? And they're doing a sixth one, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just keep putting Johnny Depp in stuff, despite, you know...
He's getting old.
He's getting old, but he's also kind of a piece of shit.
Is he?
Apparently. Huh. Yeah, he's had multiple instances of, like, his partner saying that he, like, physically abuses them.
Ooh, gosh. Them?
Yeah, like, I think Winona Ryder has mentioned it before.
Oh, so,
like,
it's multiple.
Like, him being physical. I think his ex-wife has lodged, like, a couple of different complaints.
I did not
allegedly.
Know that.
So, allegedly, he's an abuser.
And
so
that could have factored into this. I mean, I know that a lot of our fans are very conscious of things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
So next fight was Lara Croft versus Agent 47 from the Hitman games. Mm-hmm. And then Lara Croft obviously is Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Agent 47 is from Hitman games. I've played Hitman games before. I really like them. They're really fun. The movies are dumb. This was undecidedly a Lara Croft win.
Yeah.
She won 100-0.
Yeah, which is really crazy that no one voted for Hitman. And I think it's mainly because Lara Croft probably has a stronger IP.
It is, because
especially with the movies, with the video games, and, you know, dating back to a late video game.
Yeah. You know. Well, and you know, you'll notice, because I vote in these too, unless they're tied in the first round, mm-hmm. then I'll pull my vote away so that there's actually a winner.
Yeah.
I voted for Lara Croft because the app that I use to do these just did the feed or did the seeded the nerd fights. And so I saw Lara Croft versus Agent 47 and I'm like, I think I prefer Tomb Raider games. They're more fun.
Yeah.
Hitman's fun, but, like, Lara Croft is more puzzly, whereas Hitman is a stealth game, and it's time-consuming, and there's a lot of fiddly bits that you can do in it, so
I
voted for Lara Croft.
I've never played any of the Hitman games, yeah. And that's the thing, is we're choosing these characters, but we're not married to them. There's a lot votes that I made that I didn't vote for my character because... Yeah. The character was against a stronger character.
Oh, yeah.
It was somebody who I felt like I had more, more in touch with.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that takes us to Luigi Mario versus Darth Vader.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was actually quite surprised about this.
Yeah, Luigi won 64-36.
Yeah, and that's so strange because... I know on our previous nerd fight, we had Mario, and Mario pretty much took it up to the finals. So I was thinking people were going to kind of be tired of, Nintendo's IP. And with Darth Vader, he's such a menace, because we used the image of him
Star Wars, the New Hope.
New Hope, yeah. Like classic Darth Vader.
Red goggles, looking like he's gonna fuck some shit up.
Yeah, so, and I know I voted for Darth Vader. I know that you voted for Darth Vader.
Yeah,
I just felt like everybody else voted for Luigi, and I couldn't wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was super strange. It threw me for a loop.
Yeah, because I know that Luigi hasn't had too many, like, games dedicated to him. Haunted I know there's Mansion. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Haunted Mansion.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah, I guess he didn't...
Because everything else he's, you know, paired with his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So...
That's strange.
And I know a couple years ago, it was the year of Luigi and everything like that. And they really didn't even do anything for his year. They didn't come out with a game. No. They didn't even re-release... You know,
older stuff.
Yeah, that the Mario or Luigi's Mansion.
What I would love is if they re-released a bunch of old Mario games, but for the year of Luigi,
just reskinned it.
They reskinned it exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine player one in Super Mario Brothers being Luigi?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And then when you die, player two is also Luigi.
I will say, I was super surprised. I played through Mario Galaxy. And I actually beat that game. And when you beat the game, you can replay it, but as Luigi.
Is it like a New Game Plus type thing?
Kind of, yeah. Okay. Luigi does, like, jump higher than Mario and move a little bit faster.
Oh, so they went with Mario Brothers 2 then.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. So... Sorry, I'm dying a little bit. But aren't we all dying? but yes, it was a really fun and interesting way to add in Luigi to Mario Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so Luigi won, surprise to both me and Zach, I believe. Yep. Yeah. So he goes in.
He's moving on to round two.
Yep.
So the second half of round one starts off with Sailor Moon versus Trunks. My heart broken.
Trunks
won 55-45. Like I said, it's a first round pick, so I backed out of Sailor Moon because I voted for Sailor Moon, and because otherwise it would have been a tie.
Yeah. It was interesting because those again were two strong contenders. I was sad to see them bracketed first round against each other.
Yeah.
But they're two classic animes. Sailor Moon is a fantastic anime.
Yeah.
I believe you can probably see it on Crunchyroll. I don't think Netflix has the license for it yet.
Yeah, and I mean, I know I've talked about on previous Me Time, my wife, I say quote-unquote, forcing me to watch Sailor Moon Crystal. Sailor Moon Crystal is really good.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy original Sailor Moon, the OG.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. I occasionally watch it and stuff like that. So I know I was a big fan for Sailor Moon. I wanted her to win, but Trunks is also really awesome too. He is an underrated Dragon Ball Z character. He's from Dragon Ball Z. He's actually the son of Vegeta and Bulma.
Mm-hmm.
He is a master user of a sword.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see how long that that does him some good.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Let's wait for the second round before we talk about that, then.
Yeah.
So the next fight was between the Xenomorph from Alien and Darth Maul. Now, the Xenomorph was my pick.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I did not expect the Xenomorph to leave the first round.
Really?
I thought that there were way more, like... nerd fans of stuff that would be voting, like just like grab bag nerd fans rather than like this one specific franchise. And
but
like, I was surprised that the Xenomorph won.
I will say that the Xenomorph, you know, from Aliens, it's a classic movie.
Yeah,
everybody knows Aliens.
Sure,
like I feel like a lot of people have seen it.
Yeah,
a lot of people have kind of grown up with that series.
Yeah.
Because it was back in the 80s that it was...
79.
79.
Yeah,
oh,
it
so it was...
the first one came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was off by a year. But I felt like... And I will say probably the majority of our listeners and fans are around the same age we are. So, you know, early 30s. And I feel like with that... people have grown up with this IP, and it's, you know, nestled somewhere safe in their stomach.
Sure, sure.
Ready to burst out.
Yeah.
But yeah, Darth Maul, you guys know through the Me's that I really like the prequels. I know it's...
He's unashamed of it,
I'm
too.
I'm unashamed. And I like Darth Maul. I thought he was cool. So he was definitely my pick.
Yeah.
But... I totally understood why the Xenomorph beat Darth Maul.
And the Xenomorph won 82 to 18.
Yeah, it
that
was
a pretty crushing
it was. I don't think so
not
many
quite
people...
as bad as your win with Laura Croft.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't a zero. But I do think not everybody shares the same passion I share for the prequel. So I totally understand that.
Yeah. So the next fight in round one will be Jon Snow versus Ryuko Matoi.
Yes.
Jon Snow is from Game of Thrones, if anyone doesn't know. And Ryuko Matoi is actually a character in an anime that we will be discussing in the new year, called Kill la Kill.
Kill la Kill. And it's a very accessible anime because it is on Netflix.
Yeah.
So, and it's only one season. So you don't have to dedicate, like, your entire life to watch it. It's only, I believe, around 20-something episodes.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite animes. I think the art style is fantastic. The story's wacky but interesting.
Yeah.
And it's another quote-unquote sword wielder, even though she wields a half of a
scissor.
Yeah. But I highly recommend it to anybody, really. Yeah. And again, we'll dive more into
we'll,
it.
We'll
when
dive
we...
into it later. But the so this fight, pretty solid victory for Ryuko Matoi.
And again,
78 to 22.
I'm surprised at that. I was very surprised because it was kind of a... it was a random pick for me.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to, you know, die because I didn't think many people knew about this anime.
Sure.
But the character design is really cool. And I think that's what drew people in the boat.
It is. I think I'll disagree with you a little on it not being well known. Because I've heard from multiple people who, like myself, like fell out of watching anime regularly for several years and then came back into it. The three anime I hear that are most responsible for people getting back into it are Kill la Kill, Madoka, and Attack on Titan, which those were the three that got me watching anime again.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I haven't finished Kill la Kill, so really it was Madoka and
Attack on Titan. And again, I think it's that availability that Netflix brings because most everybody nowadays has Netflix.
Yeah.
So when they get the streaming license, which I'm super happy that they've gotten the streaming license to Evangelion. So Evangelion's going to be the original, like, OC, or not OC, OG Evangelion is
going
to be.
And the first two OVAs.
Which is going to be awesome, because you need that explanation.
Yeah.
You do.
You do.
And I know it's probably going to be something that we talk about in the future.
Yeah.
But when they license it and put it out, watch it. It's amazing. It's not good. I mean, it's good, but it's...
It's a cornerstone
of modern anime. Yeah.
Like, it's one of those shows that gets referenced a lot as pulling people in.
Yes.
But that's a nice segue because the next fight is Eva Unit 1 from Evangelion versus Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
Which, I was not surprised at this turnout.
Which I was thinking, I was like, you know, that should be a disqualification because there's two characters, not one.
They're not separate, though.
I mean, I'm joking.
Eva Unit 1
does have
a pilot.
Okay.
It's a mech. It has a pilot.
Yes. Yeah. I thought you were going to spoil something else.
No.
But yeah, Evangelion was my pick. And again, it was a classic anime that I grew up with.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to win because it's a mech.
yeah. I mean, but the Eva Unit, it won 71 to 29.
Yeah. I don't know if a lot of people played Banjo-Kazooie since they only really had one game. Banjo.
True. Oh. They had Banjo-Tooie.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
I just remember my brother playing it a lot when we had the N64 as a kid, and I was like, Banjo-Kazooie, that's a franchise that needs some love, because this past year was the 20th. Anniversary.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it came out in 98. Whew. So that's another reason why.
Yeah, but it's a good game.
Although,
it's
Evangelion came out in 95, so I think a lot of it is, it's less age and more, like, Yeah, I like this one more.
Yeah. Again, I think it's more of that nostalgia feel.
Sure.
Or, you know, that IP having a soft spot in your heart where you're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I will recommend the first game. I really enjoyed Banjo-Kazooie. It's a sort of a wandering collectible game, a lot like the Mario games.
Yeah.
Where, especially Mario 64, yeah. where you enter into different worlds and you have to collect so much of these particular items to unlock other worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Ava won.
Ava won, yep. And so that rounds out our eight that are competing for mm-hmm. in the round two matchup.
Yeah.
Waluigi and Daredevil were the first round of round two, or the first fight in round two.
Yeah.
Waluigi won 69. Nice. to Daredevil's 31.
Yeah. Again, not Waluigi. Surprising. Super meme-y. I know I was throwing some memes down in the comments.
Yeah.
Just because by that time we realized that he wasn't going to be in Smash. He was going to be assist trophy, which is fine. That's fine. I mean,
are they not going to put out like DLC for that? Nintendo
they
loves
are.
DLC.
They are.
Okay, but so he'll probably show up.
No, but oh, if not. You're an assist trophy, you cannot be an actual character.
Oh,
so
okay,
since
I didn't
he's
know that.
An assist trophy,
he can't
be an actual character. Yeah. Just recently, they came out with a new DLC character for Smash, and it's Joker from from Persona 5.
Who? What?
Yeah.
Why is a Persona character in Nintendo? Why did they get a Shin Megami?
I have no idea. It
that's
was crazy.
A weird pick.
It's a weird pull. No one was seeing it.
Man, I want to see this Bayonetta versus Joker.
Versus Joker,
fight.
Yeah. I've actually been playing a little bit of it. It just recently came out. And, man, it's
Switch?
It's fun. No, I've been playing it over at a friend's place.
Gotcha.
But I will say King Rule or King K. Rule from Donkey Kong. He is a good character. He is a solid pick.
Just a big meaty bruiser.
He is. Yeah. And he has armor on his attack, so he can go through other people's attacks.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's definitely a good pick right there. But yeah, so Waluigi beat out Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think it's memes.
Yeah, probably.
He is the meme king.
So, the next fight is Lara Croft versus Luigi.
Yeah.
This one was a little bit closer at Luigi winning 55 to Lara Croft's 45.
Yeah. And I know probably...
Not surprising.
In the back... It was kind of surprising for me.
Really?
In the back of my mind, I was like, oh, I really, you know... I really wanted Lara Croft to win, and... I didn't want, like, oh, so now it's going to be Luigi versus Waluigi? That's kind of weird. But, I didn't want another, because since Mario was in the finals, I wasn't a big fan that his brother could be in the finals, but we'll get to that when we get to that round.
Halfway through round two, next up, it is the Trunks versus the Xenomorph fight, and the Xenomorph won 64 to Trunks' 36, which, again,
surprised
the shit out of me.
Yeah. But, again, I think a lot of people grew up with Alien, so it has that sort of nostalgia for folks.
Yeah, I really would have expected a Dragon Ball Z character to win out over...
Yeah.
Over a Xenomorph, just because they're kind of, I mean, they're like cockroaches that will kill you. I mean,
yeah.
Trunks is a time traveler from the future with a sword.
And again, it's not their powers matching up, it's more of just their, like, IP and their notability that's matching up.
Sure.
It's not, like, a legit fight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, is Trunks seems like a cooler character.
But
the Xenomorph apparently has a taste for sword wielders because he beat Darth Maul and he beat Trunks.
Yeah.
So he is in the, or it is going on to the final four. The last mm-hmm. fight in round two is Ryuko Matoi versus Ava Unit 1. Now, something interesting happened with this fight. And so I think for right now, my rule is, again, if something is tied in the first round, I'm going to back off because there's no other information to go on.
Yeah.
On the second round, Ryuko and Ava Unit 1 were 50-50.
Yeah, which is crazy.
I didn't back out. What I did is I looked at their previous bouts percentage.
Yeah.
And Ryuko had 78 to Ava Unit's 71. Mm-hmm. So Ryuko goes on to the final four.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to sort of break these tiebreakers.
Yeah.
Just to sort of see how popular they were in the previous ones. It was surprising, too, because, again, I didn't think that Ryuko really was popular, but, yeah, I was happy to see her go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now our semifinals here end up looking like Waluigi versus Luigi.
Yeah.
Waluigi, surprisingly, again, won 64 to Luigi's 36.
Yeah, and, I mean, really, when we look at it, Waluigi's kind of a better Luigi. He's got that, like, he's got that spice.
He's got that extra little spice. He's got that Cajun sizzle.
Yeah, he's, you know, Luigi's kind of, you got your Mario and you got your Luigi. You know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
With Waluigi, you're never sure.
He's a little bit tricky.
Yeah, he's lengthy and he's really crafty.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that he got to the finals.
So the last round in the semifinal, or the other round in the semifinals is the Xenomorph versus Ryuko Matoy.
Mm-hmm.
The Xenomorph won 67 to Matoy's 33.
Yeah. Beating yet another sword wielder.
And then the championship round was Waluigi versus the Xenomorph.
Yeah, it was close. It was close for a while.
It was super close.
Yeah.
I'm super surprised. Xenomorph won 60 to 40.
Yeah.
So the Xenomorph is
the big winner.
Is the winner and, of this one.
And I was actually happy. I believe I voted for the Xenomorph as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Just because, you know, it's nice variety. And again, I was kind of worried that it was going to be another Nintendo character.
So, yeah, I mean, that can happen.
Yeah.
Like, that can definitely happen, especially if we're throwing in multiple franchises.
So I'm happy that the Xenomorph won. I know we've been talking about it. We'll probably do an all-star cast.
Yeah.
Once we get 16 winners. Yeah.
So I might start tightening up the voting range to like 3 days instead of a full week.
Yeah.
That way we can kind of pop through these.
Yeah. I think that would probably be best because most people, once the voting goes live, will vote.
Yeah.
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 Not that many of our fans wait to the last minute to vote.
Yeah.
Except for me. No, I usually vote right away.
That was the show. The next episode that'll go up is probably going to be a main show episode. It's going to be Soul Eater.
Soul Eater, another great anime that is on Netflix.
Yes, it is also on Netflix. I think it goes out at the end of this month.
Yeah, yeah.
So by the time that episode goes up, you'll probably have like a week to watch it. That's the next episode. The book club book is still World War Z by Max Brooks.
Yeah.
And then that'll probably close up our year. So we will see you guys back with another Nerd Fight in 2019.
God, 2019.
I know, we're starting to get into the years that sound like we should be in a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, or some of our cars should be floating or transforming or doing something.
I mean, we're halfway to the sci-fi dystopia.
God.
We're already in the dystopia part. We just need more sci-fi in our lives.
Yeah.
But yeah, on that note, we'll see you guys in 2019. Have a happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And a happy new year.
Yep.
See you guys.
Bye.
Isolation is the oxygen mask.